The following audio is via a Skype call.
You are listening from 2 to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio. Do you remember the promises you made to yourself before you said, I do? It may be time for some new vows. Host Sarah Luz is a gifted intuitive healer, divorce mentor, and life coach for women who decide to leave negative stories behind them and chart a new course to all that is possible. Let Sarah talk you through the doubt and fear so you can face your future with clarity and determination. Sarah understands leaving a relationship can feel like leaving a part of yourself behind forever. Learn to feel whole, wholly you, as Sarah's intuition and experience in advanced DNA theta healing, Reiki, and other therapies help you light your own path forward to a future that's just for you. From 2 to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio starts now.
Well, welcome everybody. This is Sarah Luz. And for those of you who aren't familiar with me, I am a holistic healer and life coach and a divorce mentor. And I'm really interested in helping women recover from the deep and emotional wounds that are a natural byproduct of the divorce process. And if you're approaching divorce or you're in the throes of one, I hope today you're listening and that you can understand a really different approach to divorce. Divorce can actually be a positive catalyst in your life. It can be a catalyst for change that is needed and which you can welcome. So what I know is after about 15 years of working with women going through life changes and helping them, whether that is, you know, knocking out the old stories, healing the really deep traumatic old wounds or new wounds, I'm really excited to help them step through whatever they're experiencing and get to a positive new place in life. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but it's this crazy statistic. 90% of couples who go and seek out marriage counseling, they will actually all just basically automatically, it won't work. They'll end up getting divorced. And I think it's because they wait too long to get the support and help they need. So if you're, you know, in that statistic and you're looking at, you know, divorce is inevitable for you or it's the right thing and you're just afraid to take the right next step, I hope that you will find this show and the contents that we're offering as well as the work that I'm doing to be the right guidance that you need right now. So I want to shift gears a little bit and tell you about how we can actually make the divorce process something that is positive for you. And there's really two ways that that happens. One is I'm here to help support you with the right tools for creating the life that you really desire, for creating new vows with yourself, which are, I will have better self-care. I will take the steps I need to have a life full of joy. I will. And today, this is what we're going to be talking about. I will make a vow of taking responsibility for my finances. And that can sound really daunting. We're not talking about financial planning and accounting today. We're going to take a whole different approach to money because divorce can be a wonderful and perfect time for you to start looking at what's the true relationship you have with money. So I really am excited to welcome today my guest. Her name is Christine Walsh, and Christine is a financial money empowerment coach. She is doing some really neat things, helping us understand our relationship with money, the energy of money. And I just want to welcome Christine. And Christine, you've got some really interesting things to share with us this morning. Why don't you dive in?
Great. Thanks for having me here, Sarah. This, as you've mentioned, I can align with the fact that divorce is a perfect time to reset our financial values, our financial plan, et cetera, because it is a time that things are unsettling and we want to make sure that going forward, we're in the driver's seat to afford the life that we desire when we're going through the divorce process.
Exactly.
So it definitely is an opportunity here for our listeners.
Perfect. And Christine, your own story, your experience is kind of what got you into doing the work that you're doing. Will you share that just a little bit with our audience, please?
Absolutely. I grew up in New York, and I went to business school to work in finance and work down on Wall Street, and did that for about 12 years before moving out to Colorado about 13 years ago. And I've worked in accounting and finance my whole life in that respect here in Colorado. And I had the financial rug pulled out from underneath me about 10 years ago during the last big recession that we had around 2008. I lost my job as a financial controller for a real estate developer. I lost a home to foreclosure, and at the same time had a really not a very supportive relationship with my boyfriend at the time. And we were dating for about 5 years or so at the time. And so it all fell apart around me. And so being a money person, I went into a deep spiral of shame and embarrassment around that time, because I was supposed to know this stuff and I could not handle my own emotional well-being around finances, even though I had all the educational background to help support that. So it was a really trying time. And the way that I moved myself out of it was A, taking 100% responsibility for how I'm feeling around this, and B, getting support. Yeah. And at one point or another, people were telling me, go to a financial planner, go to an accountant. And that wasn't, I wasn't ready for that step yet. Like I think would imagine many of you feel the same way of what, where do I go with this? And that's why I started the work I started, because I know I'm not alone. I know I wasn't the only one, but I didn't know where to turn to.
Awesome. I know, Christine, we are going to, we're going to be jumping into this great content in just a minute. We're going to adjust some things with our recording here. So why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, what I really want to look at is, you know, instead of rushing to a financial planner, rushing to someone to work out your money, frequently people are sitting in front of those resources and your emotions are in such a spiral, you can't make good choices. So when we come back, Christine's going to talk to us about her amazing approach to shifting your energy and your emotions around money so that you're making great choices when you get to the financial planner or accountant in the next step. So this is a interim stage that's really important. We'll be right back, and Christine's going to be taking us through this amazing process.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
What are the Planet Pods and Planet Filter self-care alchemy essences? Our high vibrational essential oils and body butter contain living energies of specialty herbs and essential oils. All our products are created using the energies of nature. Made from flowers and herbs, each blend is then programmed using crystals, sound, color, sacred geometry, and other energies found in nature. Our products have a delicate aroma, and more importantly, they contain the vibrational signature of plants and other energy forms for optimal healing. Check out planetapothecary.shop to add these to your family's self-care and well-being.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Awesome. Welcome back, everybody. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and I am Sarah Luce, and this is our 2 to You Thriving After Divorce Radio. And today, my guest is Christine Walsh. Christine is a financial empowerment coach, and she's got a really awesome approach that she's sharing with us on how to change your relationship with money so that at this critical time, if you are going through divorce or contemplating one, that you can really understand your relationship with money and improve it so that you can actually step through this divorce process in a better place. Divorce doesn't have to be anything negative. It can actually be a catalyst for great positive change in your life. So welcome back, Christine. And I'm excited. Let's just get into this content that you're offering and share with us how it works, please.
Thank you. Yeah, excited to be here and excited to share a possibly a different approach for your listeners around finances, money, the emotional and energetic perspective. Some of the concepts that we're going to go through in our time together today is around understanding our finances from an energetic point of view. Everything is energy. And we'll also look at it from a practical point of view. So you have your women listening will have both angles and armed with those both angles to move forward in their financial life as they move through their divorce process and move through it with confidence and clarity more so than they would without it. And most of the time our go-to is around, I'll go to strategy first. I'll figure out, I'll do the budget, I'll cut back. And if we don't have the emotional foundation set, that can backfire. So we're going to walk through a process I call the five elements of financial freedom. And this process was born out of my own story, which I shared with you earlier, around being in scarcity mode and at the same time having the educational background to deal with it. But that's not what I needed at that time. I wanted to understand money from an energetic point of view so that I could handle anything that came my way when it came to finances. And now I coach women on that as well. So the five elements of financial freedom will be looking at your relationship with money as if it's a person. So I want you to think about that. If money was a person in your life and you were in relationship with that person, what kind of relationship, how would you describe that? And it is. It's another entity in our life, and it's one of our longest relationships. So I truly believe that it's worthwhile to understand it and make it one of our best. So we'll walk through the five elements of financial freedom. And this is a great process if you don't know where to start. And that's is often the case. We just don't know where to start. As I've heard from many of my clients, I don't know where to begin. And so this is a great process on where to begin. And I know that you'll want to take notes, but I do want to mention that there is a worksheet available on Sarah's website with all of the details I'll be sharing with. So you really can sink into this material and be real present with us as we go through it. And Sarah, you can maybe share just where that might be.
Yeah, exactly. So guys, so that you can be totally present and listening to what Christine is sharing today. And then when the show's done, just go over to my website, which is saraluce.com, and you're going to go to the radio page, and it's there waiting there for you right now. There are two worksheets that you can print out and do this process after you've listened to the show. So just be present, listen to all the great advice Christine's sharing right now, and then head over to my website, saraluce.com, and grab the worksheets when we're finished, because we want to make sure that you have the tools to support you during this really important financial time.
Great. All right. Well, part of, I believe, the process when we get around finances and women and including in this time of divorce is, will I have enough money to survive? And so I took that question, really pulled it through the five elements of financial freedom. And the five elements of financial freedom, I'll list them shortly here and we'll go through them, are awareness, acceptance, alignment, abundance, and accountability. And this is just an overview. We'll go through a few bullet points, important things, concepts to understand about each one, and then perhaps an exercise that can help you walk through it. So the first element to creating a healthier, more confident, clear relationship with money is awareness. And awareness is the energy of responsibility. I know in my process, my personal process and my personal experience, as well as my clients, that first step to great change around finances is us taking responsibility for where we are and where we want to go. Because when we do that, we can shift. We have the power to shift it pretty quickly. So the key to seeing major shifts in your finances starts with keen awareness. And that is typically the thing that we don't want to do, especially as we're going through a tough time. There's so many things, moving parts going on with family and kids and the divorce process. And it may be not something that we want to do. And it also at the same time, and I think we would all agree, there has to be that willingness to see the truth of where the money is going and where the money's coming from. And I think an important point is that we are, and I use the word we as the collective global we are never really ready. But if we're willing, things can change quickly. So one of the key exercises that I always have my clients start with is tracking their money, tracking where it's going, where it's coming from. One great example is if you use a credit card for transactions, is pulling that out, opening it up, if it's not open, because that can be part of this too as well, and tracking to see where the money is going and identifying and feeling into each transaction. Was that something that felt good to do or not? And just being in awareness, no judgment here, no internal opinions need to be made. It's just awareness.
And Christine, what I'm so aware of is when I'm working with clients, you know, a lot of women have, you know, gone through a relationship and we have this habit frequently of kind of giving all of the responsibility of our finances to the guy. You know, our husband has been doing the financial stuff. So for some women, it's, they don't even have a clue, right? It's, they don't really even know where to begin with the finances. And I know that we've talked about this. It's so important, you know, take a big deep breath and realize that, you know, some of these painful experiences, if we can get the right energetic support, if we can get in the right energetic mindset, we can actually step through and realize this pain doesn't have to last long. You can actually, you know, uncover the finances and start understanding how things are going much more easily, right? It's like just take a big deep breath and believe that you can get on top of this stuff, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to remind everyone, I mean, these are baby steps to start. This isn't overhauling your whole financial strategy and in one fell swoop. This is baby steps because we haven't had the tools taught to me, I'll say for me, speak for for me to learn how to deal with money on a, especially on a personal level. And so I encourage listeners to start small. I know when I started in terms of this, the exercise of tracking money, I never looked at my bank accounts. And that was what I did for 30 days. I looked at it for 30 days, and whether it was good, bad, ugly, I just breathed. I put on some great music. I lit a candle and I would log on. So I would encourage everyone to find an outlet that works for you. If you have access to your online banking or your credit card, or it's something that's sitting on top of your fridge that has a bill and a credit card statement that hasn't been opened, is just take a deep breath, set yourself up to win, and create awareness, because we have so much can change in so little time. Instead of spending energy on the resistance, you're going to find a lot of success walking through it.
Yeah, that
quickly.
Is quickly, isn't it? The resistance, like, and the great phrase that I always say, that which we resist persists,
mm-hmm.
frankly gets bigger. So that ugly energy of, like, you know, the more we don't look at it, the bigger the worse the situation gets. So
right. For
okay.
sure.
Okay. And then your next one is,
yeah, the second element. The second element is acceptance, and acceptance is the energy of forgiveness. And this is a big topic. We'll just kind of scratch the surface here, but it is around forgiving yourself for not being perhaps a good steward of money, for not knowing better, for not knowing where to start, for struggling with this topic, or for ignoring it for any length of time. We must acknowledge through the awareness element and accept. And acceptance is an understanding where all this came from, so we can move through to the other side. And this is where a lot of belief work happens in the process of understanding where certain money beliefs may have come from, how you process them, how you really hold on to them because they're safe and you know them, and uncovering ones that actually empower you to create more life force in your life. So life force is energy. I believe money is a tool to expand into life force. So that's why I kind of use that analogy. But really, it's about the money, and then it's not about the money. It's like what the money can bring for you. So uncovering your beliefs around money is super, super important. And when you understand that, when you're understanding that your beliefs create your thoughts, which create feelings that generate in your body, then you are stepping into actions or non-action, and you get a result. So it gets you out of survival mode when we start to understand how strongly beliefs, whether they're empowering or disempowered, drive what you're seeing in your life, in your bank account. And an exercise here that I always think is so enlightening is if we're subscribing to the philosophy, which I do, of money, you're in relationship with money as another person, almost as another entity. If you were choosing to repair this relationship, one of the things you might do is write a letter to this entity. So that's what I encourage my clients to do, and I encourage you guys to do. I think it's super profound, is write a letter to money as if it's a person in your life. And then subsequently, I think another great step beyond that, and even more telling, is have money write back to you and see what comes out of that. What beliefs come out of that?
It's a big topic. I want to interject for a second, because I actually did this exercise. Christine, you know, working nice. With her, I was blown away. I know in my mind, Christine, I was thinking, like, how does this work? You know,
right.
You know, as much as I've done a lot, and I do a lot of deep belief work with my clients. And what is really cool for our listeners is just trust the process. Just, you don't let your brain, like, get too involved, but just let yourself feel it. Like, how do I feel about money? How do I feel about money? How do I feel about how I've used money? How do I feel about money, you know, serving me or not serving me? And just write. And then when you're done, I took a break. I had a glass of wine. like you said, I had a candle lit, and then I let myself write a letter, you know, the money writing back to me, and just let whatever came up flow. It is so powerful. I love this exercise, Christine. You're doing really beautiful work. It is enlightening. That is the best word. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm so glad you did it. That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to keep going, I think, here with our content, if that's okay. You want to go to our next point, Christine?
I think sure. Right. So let's
keep talking.
The third element of financial freedom. And I just want to quick note on, I wouldn't consider these really steps. They don't need to be done in sequential order or anything like that. It's more elements. That's why I call them that. There's more flow and movement to them. I probably would say acceptance is probably the initial starting point. But when we get to alignment, this is really the energy of joy, and that they start to build on each other and they weave through each other, the five elements all together. But this is a great one, especially in the clearing of acceptance, which is what that goes on in that element. Alignment is now the energy of joy. What do we want? What do we value in our lives? What is alignment about? It's about principle. It's about integrity on how you want to live your fullest life. It's about what you value. And I always think an example of what alignment isn't is saying I really value flow. I really value ease in my life, and staying in a housing situation you can't afford. Right, which I know is when there's a divorce happening and a separation happening, is that's a big question about, do I stay in this house? Am I going getting another place? And so really looking at and understanding values. The worksheet is a values exercise for you guys to go ahead and work on. If you haven't done that in a while, I totally suggest that. But values for me, it's just some examples of my own, or beauty, generosity, inner peace, fun. And so I encourage you guys to look in and see what your top five values are, top 10 values, and contrast, to compare how your values stack up against your purchases, your spending patterns. The exercise I always offer up is taking, you know, once you check your bank account, like in the awareness element, you can take that and say, did any of these align with my values? And you'll see where disconnects are happening and where connections are happening and where alignment is and where alignment isn't. And it really, the more aligned you get with your purchasing, the more rich you will feel. And I mean rich in the fullest sense.
That is so awesome. You know, yeah. And I know, like working with women going in the divorce process or on the other side of it, what I see so often is, you know, money can be the place that they get triggered to, I'm going to say, be out of alignment with. I mean, most of the women who are working with me are, you know, really conscious women who choose to be full of grace and be compassionate and kind, and hopefully leveraging the love that was in their relationship as best they can to create a life that's full of more riches and love. Like you said, the fullest extent of the word, you know, riches and abundance. And, you know, if in this part of alignment, if you get triggered to want to keep a big house that you don't really need, or want to keep some piece of property, you know what I mean, literally like a car or whatever, and you just don't need it anymore. This is a big struggle. This is an area where it's like, what is fair and kind and right? I find like alignment can be like, go back to your values of what is the right thing to do in fairness to all involved. So, like you said, do you really need to have a giant house? And wouldn't you be way more comfortable if you just changed your lifestyle a little bit? So it's more about quality of life versus quantity.
Right.
You know, that's so big for this audience in this at this time, right?
It does. You're absolutely on the right path. And it's a time of getting real honest. And that can be tough. I don't say that it is easy to be honest with ourselves, but really, if our values, what we say, and in this shift are important to us, how we want to live and reset or and create a lifestyle that is more full, we have to have a little bit of an ego check-in, even perhaps, of is this the big house or the car or whatever, is that really supporting my long-term support of myself in a way of looking at, is it supporting my values, the things I believe in, the things I want to teach my kids how to show up and stand in as well. So it's a little bit of a check-in, and again, not for the faint of heart, and it's for people who are courageous. And that's what this process is about, is it's about being courageous around money so that you receive something different from it. Absolutely. And you give it, I mean, it's a relationship, it's back and forth. So to getting a different perspective around it and understanding it more, and then utilizing that so that you create more joy in your life, create more freedom, all those things that we want, that we speak about in our circles of friends and stuff, of what we really, really want.
Beautiful. I know we're going to go into the next point. And it's really about the phrase that I hear all the time, which is, I don't have enough. Like, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough resources. I don't have enough support, whatever. I'm really excited for you to talk about this next point and what it really means every time we like vocalize that phrase. Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that is definitely one that comes up a lot, and based in scarcity, right? I don't have enough. There's not enough money to go around. There's not enough time. There's so many different ways that we pull this out, and it's coming from a subconscious level. And the next element of abundance is a great way to start to poke holes in that belief, if you will, of that there isn't enough, because abundance is about enough. It's about, for some it means more, for some it means less, but really, what is your definition of enough? What is, and the way I kind of come in the back door around this is I try to put a number on it. I think one of the ones that comes up a lot is around retirement. I don't have enough for retirement. And then I'll question that with my clients or just my friends even. And I'll ask, well, how much do you want for retirement? And they won't even know the number. And so there's a process I take my clients through to identify things like that. Like, let's really look at the numbers here. And usually they come out the other side and say, wow, I didn't know that that was the number and that it was so accessible to get to. And so the same thing is an invite for you all to consider is, what is your enough? Because enough is about, the energy of enough is about liberation. It's about potential. It's about something you mentioned, Sarah, quality over quantity. Quality in the lifestyle and what's fair to you and what feels right for you. And so it's a great another exercise for you to just check in and see what feels good to me that my husband or ex-husband has, you know, they don't have their opinion, my parents, the financial planner, what feels right for me. And when we own and step into that power, we liberate ourselves as women in money.
That's awesome. And you and I were talking about this, you know, back, you know, before the show, about the phrase, if we say, I don't have enough, what it means on a subconscious level is, I am not enough, right?
Yeah. And that's a big, huge point to make, is when we are saying there's not enough, we're actually saying behind the scenes, the tape that's playing is, I'm not enough.
And I got to take a pause on that, Christine. Would you say that again? Because I face this constantly with the women that I work with. I hear the phrase all the time, I don't have enough. And what it means is,
I'm not enough.
Yeah. Wow. And, yeah, and you know, that is that deep, deep belief that is, I promise, like if you're listening and you're in the throes of divorce or trying to, you know, survive on the other side of it, This is the kind of belief work. This is the energetic stuff that it's so powerful and really needs to be shifted. I just want to take a second here. We're going to be going into the final piece of Christine's wonderful process in just a minute. But I want to take a quick moment to remind you, Christine's worksheets are available for you to download for free on my website, which is sarahluce.com, and just go on over to the radio page, and you're going to see right there from Transformation Talk Radio and my show, Christine's worksheet, so that you can do this process on your own at home. So Christine, let's roll, since we'll get through this last piece and we'll probably take a quick break, but let's finish up with your final piece of the process.
Great, thanks. Yeah, the final element is around accountability. And accountability is the energy of garnering support. It's the energy of co-creation, which is on this realm with others in your world, trusted people in your world. And we can go, well, I'll dip into that a little bit. And it's also garnering support from the universe in a way. It's about asking for help and that we don't have to do this all alone. So the problem with accountability around money typically is we usually are doing it alone. We don't like to tell anybody our stuff and we don't want to be, I mean, that was what I experienced. I was embarrassed to ask for help back 10 years ago when I was going through my financial storm. And I was the money expert. So that tells you that what it takes for us to really get our arms around asking for help, and we don't want anyone to know our money stuff. So what I invite you guys to look for is some accountability through a trusted friend, what I call a money buddy. And very similar to if we were starting a new health regimen, we would most likely enlist a friend or perhaps even a health coach or a personal trainer or someone to get us on track, to keep us accountable, to show up. And this is what I encourage my clients to do, and as well as you guys, is to find someone that you trust. And that, I think that's important to underline there, that you guys can have a money conversation and put it out on the table. And there might, you probably will want to have some guidelines and create confidentiality, of course, but building a relationship with a money buddy, just like you would an exercise buddy, is going to get you to where you want to be quicker and faster than you would on your own when we're spiraling in our own stories. And to have that a regular conversation, support each other and have fun with it. Have, you know, it might be wine evening or tea date or something like that, and really encourage each other to share. Because when we're witnessed and seen and heard in our money stuff, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we create clarity, freedom, confidence, courage, all of that so quickly. It's when we stay kind of holed in and not sharing is when we get into trouble. And it, like you said, what we resist persists.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, guys? This time, if you're facing divorce, the thing with most women, most of us have a hard time receiving. You know, that's another energy that I deal with a lot. You've been giving, 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 and kind of giving everything to your spouse, your kids, whatever, for so long, we forget how to receive. And this is the most important time in your life where you should be focused in on receiving support and guidance so that you can step through and make the changes you really want to make to create the life in the chapter two that is really fulfilling you. So that means you can get, you know, your money buddy as a friend that you feel like you can share with. It also means using support like Christine or myself and the different tools that we offer in the way that we show up to help you shift the energy and make the big changes that you really choose, that you really need so that you can create the life you choose. I know we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got some offers so that you as Transformation Talk Radio listeners can take advantage of what Christine does and also what I do just some special offers for you. We'll be right back right after this quick break.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on transformationtalkradio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Are you ready for unfiltered gratitude, unfiltered frequency, and unfiltered creation? Then don't miss Mike Murphy Unfiltered on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursday from 12 to 2 Pacific Time, as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests discuss and demonstrate the principles and practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth and unfiltered frequency to uncover and let go of limiting beliefs and access your powerful intentions that resonate out into the universe with Mike Murphy Unfiltered. For more information on Mike and his work, visit his website at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Welcome back. This is Sarah Luce, and I have a wonderful guest with me today, Christine Walsh. And Christine has been talking to us about shifting our energy that we have, our relationship with money, the energy that is how we show up and how we use money. And Christine, you and I were talking at the break. I loved what you said about our success with money. Will you just, let's dive in, share that with the audience.
Absolutely. My philosophy is this: success around finances, success around money, is 90% energy management. How we show up to our money, what our beliefs are, what our mindset is, and then about 10% strategy. And like I said at the beginning of the show, a lot of us go to strategy first. We'll start the budget, we'll cut back here, we'll, how do we make more money, et cetera, et cetera. How do we navigate and square root all this? And really, what I know for sure through my own personal experience and through my clients is that when we can step into owning and managing our energy, and then, and the exercises through the five elements and that process is around that and supporting that, the strategy becomes so much easier. So that the going to the financial planner and sitting down with them and going through is so much easier when we know we can have a confident money conversation because we've worked on the mindset and the beliefs that we're showing up and how we are in control of that. So just as the reminder, success with money is 90% energy management, 10% strategy for execution.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we and go through this process, you actually shift how you feel and what you believe is possible, which is all about the process. And Christine, so I know that our listeners would probably love to get some time with you, some hands-on coaching with you. Can you share with our listeners what you are making available to them today?
Yes. Well, I am all about having money conversations, so I would love to offer our listeners today complimentary 30-minute money strategy sessions. And in this session, we look at where you are, where you want to go, and I will identify what I'm seeing is in the way. And I have a process where it really boils down to about five different things from all the women I've talked to, all the money coaching that I've done over in the past years. And so we look at that. And so that gives you great insight into what is perhaps holding you back. And it's pretty spot on. And then, of course, a resource, if I feel it's appropriate, to help you move through this process. Again, money, we're in relationship with money. It's one of our longest, if not our longest, depending on how you feel about that saying. But it is one of our longest. And this is an opportunity to improve it. And not only for you, just think about the ripple effect for your children, for your future relationships, when you're able to be seen and heard in what's going on for you with money around now. And that's what I'm offering through this 30-minute money strategy session.
That's awesome. And, you know, you said earlier in the show, and it's so true, we aren't usually, I don't know many people who were taught how to really approach money and how money, you know, learning how to make money work for you and learning how to have a great, clean, you know, relationship with money. So this is such great advice. And I just want to remind our listeners that Christine's worksheets from today's show are on my website, saraluce.com, and you go to the radio page and you can download both of her worksheets. Her website address is chriswalshcoaching.com, and that address is also on your worksheet. So that's how you're going to find her. You're going to download your worksheets. You can start this process on your own, and then go on over to Chris's website and take advantage of her complimentary money session conversation. I really encourage you to do that. Christine, you know, you've had a lot of success with clients. Do you have one or two examples of what people could expect doing this process with you that you'd like to share?
Absolutely. Thank you for letting me do that. I had a one that comes particularly close to mine and close to this topic around divorce and money was a client named Dawn, and she came to me. She wasn't divorced at the time. She was starting the process, and we worked together for about 8 months or so. There was a little time there where we stopped for a second so she could get her arms around some stuff that was going on with the divorce. But when we started working together, we looked at her numbers, and I remember being on the Zoom video conference line, and she just bawled crying because she couldn't look at any of it. She just wasn't at a loss. And we just took one step at a time together, hand holding, had a couple of laughs, had a couple of cries together, and we got through to the other side, to the point where in our time working together, she created a spending plan that was aligned with her lifestyle and her values, that helped create more confidence and clarity in her life, and is still using it today because it's that aligned. She raised her credit score from just around 683 to 792 in about a year. She had some debt stuff going on, so we consolidated all of that so she can manage the payment. And she actually texted me, this was about a month or two ago, where she said she met with her financial planner at her bank, and she said it went well and that she's feeling so much more confident having money conversations now than ever before. There was no shaming, no berating. She wouldn't beat herself up. It was just a discussion on what she wanted and how she wanted to achieve it. And I feel like that is the most success, when you feel confident in having a conversation with no emotions that are going to take you down. So working with me is one of the things that that you can expect, that you feel back in alignment, you feel back in control, you're getting your financial affairs in order and moving on with your lifestyle and how you want to live going forward.
That is awesome. And for our listeners, what I want to point out to you is this show, 2TU Radio, Thriving After Divorce, it's really all about showing you that we have some fabulous resources available to you for whatever aspect of the divorce process you're facing. So Christine is an amazing coach to help you with understanding your relationship with money and transforming that into a more positive energy source. And I also am doing a lot of work on the emotional scars. I am partnering with collaborative mediators, with counselors, with attorneys. And what my skill set that I'm bringing to the table, and I want to tell you about an offer I'm going to be giving to you today. What I do is I am taking the emotional scarring and all of the pain and doubt that I see circling so many women in the divorce process, and I'm helping you remove that unimaginable heap of doubt that I think most women going through divorce, they just, it takes over, and then they don't even know what their next best step should be. Mm. And, you know, it's, I know you've seen this as you've talked to women going through this process too, Christine, like there's just so much doubt. So I get excited about being able to work with women and hands-on heal the old wounds and the new wounds and give them shifts in energy around each and every area of their life. And if it's an area like the money piece, then I'm going to bring in a resource to help you like I did today with Christine. So if you're interested in really getting to a place in your life where if you've been through divorce and it's been very painful, you're in it right now, or you're contemplating divorce, that's a big stage for a lot of our listeners. There are so many women out there who have really subjugated themselves for years and years and years, and they're in their 40s or 50s. And now they're recognizing that they're just not getting the value out of their relationship that they desire. So what happens is it's time for us to have a conversation. And I'd like to offer our Transformation Talk Radio listeners today, you're going to get $250 off with me to do what I call the VIP experience. You get to come to the beautiful Santa Barbara wine country. And you have a day and a half with me in deep healing and transformation work. And then we have 3 months of accountability sessions, weekly sessions where I make sure you have the resources and the tools you need to really get through this divorce and land and thriving on the other side. I'm really grateful that you guys could join us. Please check out my website again. It's saraluce.com. The worksheets Christine offered are on my website. And if you're interested in my VIP $250 off offer, send me an email at info@saraluce.com. It's been great having you today, Christine. Thank you for all your lovely guidance and support. And I hope our listeners will take advantage of your offer. And we'll be back next month with more beautiful advice and resources for you so that you can thrive after divorce. And, thank you again for listening in, and we'll see you back on the radio soon.
Thank you for listening to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio. Be sure to tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific as Sarah takes you further along the path to thriving in your brave new world. It's hard to leave, whether it's been 10 months or 10 years. Sarah understands what women go through in their hearts, spirits, and lives after divorce. Tune in as Sarah Luz, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, teaches you how to achieve living life for your first great love, you. If you missed any part of this show or want to find out more about Sarah Luz and her From Two to You Thriving After Divorce program, visit saraluz.com. If you missed any part of this show or want to find out more about Sarah Luz and From Two to You Thriving After Divorce program, visit saraluz.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.